infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, is the backbone for all economic development in this country, and it's been that way since this country was established. I can tell you a constituency that does understand it right now, and that's the mayors of this country. They understand the connection, whether it's a large metropolitan area like Los Angeles with Mayor Villaraigosa, or whether it's a smaller cities such as North Little Rock, Arkansas, with Mayor Patrick Henry Hayes. They both understand that transportation is critical for the economic development of their cities, their communities, and the surrounding regions, and that mayors also understand that our transportation infrastructure in this country is crumbling. We've seen it in bridge collapses. We see it in highways that are in deteriorating conditions. And those conditions are spread throughout this country. And mayors know and council members know that until we invest in the very that which allows us to build commerce and build industry and to ship goods, until we take that seriously as a nation, then we're going to continue to fall further and further behind not only Europe, but China, the larger Asia, India, all of these areas are of the world are investing very, very heavily in development of the newest, most cutting-edge infrastructure and transportation systems. And, of course, system is important. It's not, you don't just build a highway or the light rail. It's how they connect. It is a part of a whole system. And until we think holistically about transportation infrastructure in the U.S. like our international competitors have, then we're going to continue to see a very difficult course for developing industry and the creation of jobs in this country. You know, government doesn't really create jobs. Government creates the opportunity for the private sector to create jobs. And one of the chief ways government does that is in providing this basic infrastructure need so that your employees can get to work, so you can ship your goods, whether it's by highway or by rail or by air, and that your people can be connected one to the other. Government exists to provide for their people that which the people cannot provide for themselves, in essence. A common defense is certainly the first thing that comes to mind, whether that's a national army or the local police force. But also, I can't provide the necessary infrastructure to get me home to visit my grandchildren. I have to rely on a larger partner. There's a large federal piece there. There is a state piece that needs to be played, and ultimately a local piece when I arrive there in the community. And we must begin to think that way and to plan that way and to invest that way. I would say, can we afford not to invest in transportation infrastructure in this country? And I do think the American people, as it is explained to them, understand that. They understand it a lot more clearly when gas was $4 a gallon. I certainly believe it's headed back that way again. And it is too late to begin to divine your transportation solutions when you're facing gas, which makes it too high for someone who holds a service sector job to pay for the gas and get to work and buy the groceries and take care of their children.